You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seen their struggles and challenges, and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter and April Salisbury here on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to talk about this lovely fact box and even the sacred cows. And when people hear that term fact box, I don't know if I was the one who coined that. I probably not, because I have stolen and borrowed so many ideas from other people over the years. So maybe somebody else said it first, I don't know. But I guess for now, that person's not here to defend themselves. I'll take credit for it. The fact box to me is a really funny thing, April, because I look at the different things that I have held to be true in my life, and yet today, very few things I would be doing today or would even be possible today if I had held on to those facts too long. Mm-hmm. And I even think about, you know, as far as this broadcast and it all being digital online, it came out of looking at our traditional daytime broadcasts and saying, if this wasn't what we were going to be doing, what would we do instead? And what other things are out there? And I have a lot of good friends in this community that are in traditional media, and many of them have contacted me and asking questions and whatever else and going, and you can tell they're, because there's some issues going on in their own markets that are giving them cause for concern. Well, we asked that question like 4 years ago, and it led us into a really neat niche, which wouldn't have happened if we hadn't looked at our fact box and said, if this wasn't true, what do we do instead? Mm-hmm. So one of the strategies I recommend to business people is that they take these facts, and we'll get into some of the more bigger facts here in a bit, but they need to take some of these facts and ask themselves that one question. Pull just a few out at a time if it makes you uncomfortable to think about too much at one time, and just ask yourself, if this was not true, what would I do instead?
So now from my standpoint, I see this as, you know, as a leader of an organization, and you have maybe new staff joining the team, or you know, somebody that has a lower level of experience with the company, and they come to you and they start asking you questions, you know, why is this way, or what if we tried this? And your response is, well, it is this way because 5 years ago we looked into it and this is the result that we got, so we just carried it on, and there's no reason we need to look into it again because, you know, things never change, ever. Yeah. And, you know, I really, in sitting in that spot, I came to the realization of being open-minded about it because I actually had someone come back to me at one point and say, I looked into it and it has changed and I felt like an idiot. Mm-hmm. And so from then on, I was more open to the fact that, yes, go ahead and spend some time and explore it and look into it again to see if things have changed or evolved in any way that can help us improve our business opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, 3 out of 5 times that this conversation occurred, there had been changes to where you were able to do more or do a better job because of somebody taking the time to look into it.
Mm-hmm. It's that is actually the easy thing to do, though, is to say, this is just the way it's always been, and there's no need to change it. Mm-hmm. And if you have that attitude about, a lot of things that you're facing in your life and facing in your business. And it's the cop-out is nobody will blame you, too. If you never ask questions about your facts, nobody will ever blame you because there's all this evidence behind why the fact is true. Mm-hmm. So nobody will ever blame you if you never ask the question. But never plan to do anything exceptional with your life if you never look at your facts and say, if they weren't true, what would I be doing instead? You will not discover the opportunity that's laying right in front of you if you never do. Mm-hmm. I'm 100% convinced of that.
Yeah, it's a cyclical behavior. And you have, you know, even worse is decisions that are made based on fear.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're afraid of doing something or you're afraid of exploring something, it really motivates you to say, well, that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to look into it. And mm-hmm. even though this person may be brave enough to take it on, it's that person that's supposedly the decision maker that needs to be open to it, and changing what's in that fact box to include new facts.
Yeah, yeah. Include new facts because cool things can come in. The thing that, and I've said this before, that the only thing you should hold sacred in terms of like the facts that you hold on to, if you have like personal beliefs or religious beliefs or things like that, I'm not talking about that. But I am talking about pretty much anything else that you do hold to be a fact in your life. It's always worth asking the question because I think of all the different things that, in fact, we were visiting here before the show about Rockefeller and Carnegie and Morgan, and a lot of people don't know that there was a time in which Rockefeller, he was the person kind of behind this, but Rockefeller was largely responsible for all the gasoline that was being dumped into our land and rivers and things like that because they saw no use for it. It was a highly flammable, unstable fuel, and then it's like, well, we need to get rid of this. Mm-hmm. And so they were actually refining the fuel to get kerosene, but they didn't like the gasoline. And it wasn't until somebody came along and said, what if this isn't just junk
and waste?
Yeah. And what if it can be used for something else? And people will look back in history and see situations like that, and they go, Kevin, that was a no-brainer. Somebody was going to figure that out sooner or later. And I'm going, no, not unless somebody came along and said, if this isn't true, what could be done instead?
And somebody was open about exploring it. If you're
somebody
not open,
called Henry Ford, by the way.
Yeah. If you're open to exploring it, then again, you get those opportunities that present themselves, and you're more open to those opportunities just by having an open mind
mm-hmm.
and being willing to accept new ideas and concepts that could potentially be true. And again, you have to think at a level of, you know, where is my business going to be in 5 years? Is mm-hmm. it going to look anything like it is today? No. How is it going to get there?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be open to opinions and options and ideas that people have and exploring them, because you're not going to be there in 5 years if you don't do that.
Have you ever had facts like that yourself, like in your own life or own profession, that just like stood out, and maybe I'm embarrassing you here?
Personally, yeah. I have a mother that has a fact box.
Okay.
That's, you know, Grandpa says don't buy these cars. You know,
mm-hmm.
well, Grandpa said that back in like 1950. And mm-hmm. so 65 years ago, a lot has changed in vehicles. So, I mean, you have those little things that come about. Yeah.
Yeah. That's quite true. And we all do. And if we want to take like a really common fact box when you think about like family tradition and stuff, what about the political fact box that a lot of people carry about? You know, I'm a Republican, or I'm a Democrat, or I'm an Independent, or I'm a Tea Party person, or whatever, but they've taken all these little facts and put them into their little box they hold sacred now, and don't want to ask any questions about it, and don't offend them by trying to change their mind. We'll be back in a moment to talk actually a little bit more deeply about this and around the sacred cows. Kevin Hunter with April Salisbury here on the Business Forum Show. We'll be right back. Is that the best you can do? Think about where you used this question last, and you'll probably say you were car shopping. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter. As host of the Business Forum Show, I've heard countless stories of success and thousands of tragedies of failure. As I looked at the mental obstacles we put in our pathways by default, I thought about this question. Is that the best you can do? Why not ask it of ourselves? Wouldn't it change everything if we did? The answer is yes, so I wrote the book titled, Is That the Best You Can Do? I drew from the many experiences I've had with people who are clearly not doing their best,
and of course, those who were. The difference lies in the mindset and the tactics. Is that the best you can do? It teaches you how to find success by design instead of failure by default. Is that the best you can do? Visit our Facebook page, Is That the Best You Can Do? And then find it on Kindle on Amazon and start changing your life today. I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.
Kevin Hunter with Avril Salisbury here on the Business Forum Show, and we've been talking about the fact box and why you need to ask questions about facts that you hold true to be in your business and in your life. But there's a little more deeper issue here, and it's the one that I call the sacred cows. And I'm not talking about the Hindu belief in cattle being sacred. I'm talking about the types of things that are sitting out there that whether it's people or business, but they're defying you to, you do not ask questions around this subject. You don't think about asking questions around this subject. And it's something that will just stay in this little protected thing and don't ever ask it. So I have to share with you a really quick example of one that happened in my own lifetime. I was working in a facility where a father and son were both employed in the same plant. And the son was the plant manager. The father was actually the original owner of the company, and he'd been bought out, but kept on board in an advisory capacity. But I asked the question one day that, it's, you know, Harold was the father and Dave was the son. And I asked the question one day that, why is Dave the plant manager? No, can you imagine where this is going? And here's the reason I asked the question. I was not smart enough at the point to go, well, maybe there's some politics. You mentioned the word politics. Maybe there's some politics involved here. But no, in fact, I was curious because Dave was not a very sharp guy. I mean, there's all kinds of things that he missed when it came to what was going on in the facility and what's issues with his people. I started to realize that a lot of people didn't like Dave at all. And I was curious, like, so how did Dave become the plant manager? And I noticed the room get really quiet, and then afterwards, I'm in a different room, and somebody's going, Kevin, Dave is Harold's son, and, well, that's why Dave's the plant manager. And it's like, don't ever ask that question again. That, people get fired for asking the sacred cow questions.
Yeah. A lot of times, that's so funny, because now I'm just recalling, you know, I remember sitting down with a business owner one time and asking them, you know, why is this person your business partner? Because this person seemed very smart, had everything together, had a great, you know, direction for the company. And the other person was just lazy, super mm-hmm. lazy, didn't participate at all. Was kind of like just in it for the money so they could go buy a nice car or, you know, go shopping or go to a nice restaurant. And I just didn't understand at all. But I tell you, the second I asked the question, it was like, you know, everybody, nobody speak, nobody breathe, you know, wait
you
to see what the reaction
on a sacred
is going to be.
Cow.
Yeah, and you're just like, oops, I guess, you know, we won't go there. But a lot of times it revolves around transparency mm-hmm. in a company where, you know, you have questions that typically people maybe had answers to in another company that they worked with, or that they just need to do their job mm-hmm. The right way. And in a company that doesn't value transparency, those questions are the sacred cows. And and if you ask those questions, you could actually be fired sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What, probably one of the places that I can think of where asking the wrong questions can get you canned in a hurry is actually in the car business. There's so many people that get sucked into the I'm not suggesting that there's not great dealers out there, because there are. There are some really, really good businesses that I've... But I have also run into a ton of unethical businesses. You know, today, since 1999, when I did my first broadcast today, we have yet to interview a owner of a car dealership. And yet I know tons of them.
Is that because of all your work that you did?
It could be. It could be that they don't really, hey, what's this guy saying?
You're going to call them out on all their BS.
Yeah, they do a little research and go, no, we don't want to talk to this guy. No, but seriously, you can be terminated very easily in that business by asking the sacred cow questions. And so there's this other agenda that's going on behind the scenes, and people who are on the surface just innocently learning the process and trying to become successful in that business will find out that I had one individual in particular that told me that no less than 20 times in the first 60 days of his employment was he told that he was going to get fired if he ever did that again.
Yeah.
And he was touching things that were the sacred cows. And he was asking questions that for most business people they would say are fantastic, but you don't ask those questions in the wrong places. And he was.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And I think, you know, you see this a lot. Again, we keep getting back to the type of leaders of organizations, and I think they kind of go hand in hand as far as what type of culture your company or your organization has. And you know, with people coming from another company into an organization thinking, you know, hey, I'm going to kick butt, I'm going to do really great here, I'm going to, you know, make this business really appreciate the effort that I put into it, and then they start assuming that these tools and resources are available to them, it can get them in a lot of trouble if the culture doesn't support that mindset or that work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you do see this a lot in industries that have more of a hush-hush model, where whether it's for ethical reasons or the type of product or service that they provide is not commonly seen as it being appropriate, you'll see more of that need for closing off the transparency or closing off questions and answers to how the business runs and the model and the direction.
Mm-hmm. The healthiest environments in the world, though, to me, have always been the ones that are transparent. And in fact, when I think about a owner or a CEO of a company, and I ask questions, you know, what do they see as their chief responsibilities in the organization? A really interesting response came out of a gentleman who runs a world-class organization, and he said, "My number one responsibility is the company culture." And yet, you can talk to other business people, and they'll say, "My number one responsibility is," and then they'll list all these work-based type activities, you know, that they do in the organization. And you're going, "Well, that's really, really great." But if you're talking to somebody who is probably going to be offended by you asking the wrong questions in the wrong place, it's very likely to be the business owner who has so immersed himself in everything that's going on in the organization that they can't see the forest for the trees. Mm-hmm. And you ask the wrong question and stepped on their foot. Whereas the other person whose responsibility is the culture, you get to ask sacred cow questions there, because really anything is fair game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that an environment that supports that, those questions, really gets a lot further in what they're able to produce or perform.
Kevin Hunter with April Salisbury here on the Business Forum Show. And if you have sacred cows in your organization, you do not like questions asked, and you tell people don't go there, I'll tell you what, you better get there, because they are questions you do need to ask. Thanks for joining us here on the Business Forum Show.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.